Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Aaron Boyer on those beef export numbers of this last week in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Purple Wave Auction will sell surplus equipment for Noble Research Institute on Wednesday, May 25th. Bid now on applicators, harvesters, irrigation equipment, planters, seeders, tillage equipment, pickup trucks, and more. Over 160 items will sell to the highest bidder, regardless of the price. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Looking at the latest beef export numbers, we're continuing our conversation with Aaron Boyer, economist with the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
I know that one of the bullet points you've got, you kind of have been keeping up with those beef variety meats. You mentioned situation with Japan still, you know, taking quite a bit of that from a product from us. But we've got several countries that have really helped us move that needle on that particular segment of the market.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, on variety meats, a big part of the constraint there has just been labor availability in our plants. So we know for both beef and pork that the variety meat demand in the international markets is there. We hear from all of our staff around the world that they just can't get, you know, as much product as they would like. And that situation continues. It's improved. The labor situation in the plants has improved, but to be able to capture, package, produce these variety meats for export, it does take additional labor. And I know I've heard from the exporters that they're still, you know, leaving money on the table because they just don't have the manpower to pack everything for export. And then what's harder to quantify is we know that the pet food demand in our U.S. market has been really strong. And so for those who can send those variety meat items into the pet food channel, which not everyone can, but for those that can, that's been a high value alternative as well. So, you know, through all of this, we've seen really strong prices for these variety meats. And that unit value, if you will, keeps increasing. So, for example, the March variety meat volume was down slightly year on year, but that value was sharply higher because they're still paying up to get what product they can get.
Aaron, one other thing, we might take a look at that value per head, just a set of numbers. The latest numbers in March, very strong.
Yes, indeed. So for March, the beef and variety meat export value per head of fed slaughter, so just on that steer and heifer slaughter, averaged $472.73 a head. So that was up 36% or about $127 a head more than the year ago comparison. And then for that first quarter, it averaged $474.10, up 41% or an increase of $138.65 per head. So yes, we're exporting a larger share of production. So first quarter, we exported 12.5% of total beef cut production and 14.7% when you add in those variety meats. And so we've been exporting essentially at a new record level of production, but at these sharply higher prices. So what that tells you is that strong demand internationally.
Looking ahead, in other words, you mentioned some headwinds, tough comparisons out there by summertime. What is the outlook at this point for 2022 overall?
Yeah, I find myself very torn and kind of going back and forth on this. I mean, it's extremely difficult because every variable feels like it's on the move right now and really hard to kind of pin down. And that even applies to our domestic situation, which we can usually kind of pencil that in the balance sheet pretty firmly. But heavy female liquidation right now, that's adding to our beef supplies overall. And so even as I look ahead, you know, the question of how much production might decline this year, probably not that much, but that gets you into even tighter supplies next year and the next year. So looking ahead, honestly, our biggest constraint is kind of supply side, what we do as far as, you know, losing a significant share of our beef cow factory right now and heifers to market as well. Knowing that puts us in a supply hole, you know, who's going to bid the most to get that product? And that gets to be really challenging. But we also know the economic headwinds, the impact of inflation. So looking at which consumers spend the biggest share of their expenditures on food and kind of keeping that in mind of who's going to get hit the hardest with inflation. And then you have the dramatically weaker Japanese yen. You have the Korean won kind of following it down. And so the currency side is a bit troubling too, or at least a headwind. But kind of figuring all of this in, we still have U.S. beef exports for just muscle cuts up somewhere around 3-3.5% for this year. And when we add in those variety meats, because we are able to capture some more of them now and we have that still strong demand, that puts us up over 4% to about 1.5 million tons of beef exports for this year. And then on a value basis, we're looking at about $11.6 billion. That's a 10% increase.
Aaron Boyer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell us 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to spurranch.com for information. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.